This is the closing market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone right now with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group as we wrap up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets to start off this week?
Pressure, at least in the beans and corn, not real bad. 11 down in the beans, 6 down in the corn. Corn's a good example of what we've been dealing with the last month or so. If you look at the chart of the except corn, in the last 2.5 weeks, it's been in a 10-cent range, $4.410. Supporting the market has been good exports and flash sales. We had those again today. We had 2 flash sales of corn unknown in Mexico. We had 10 o'clock inspections of 1.5 million metric tons in corn. Overnight, we had a deal with the EU, but no specifics announced. But overpowering that is just very benign weather we've had. It's going to be cool and wet going into August. That plus a U.S. dollar, which is up 100 points today, was too much for the other side, for the exports and the trade deal, and offset them, pushing corn down to the July lows at the 391 levels.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
What's your name?
Leonard Skinner.
Girl.
Live in concert. August 11th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand. Celebrating 50 years of Leonard Skinner. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office. Leonard Skinner.
September corn down 5 3/4 at 393 3/4. August soybeans down 10 even at 988 3/4. August soybean meal down 290 at 264.90. Soybean oil up 6 cents at 56.55. On the Merck, August live cattle up $1.40 at 227.87. August feeders up 215 at 333.52. August lean hogs down 17 cents at 108.52. Pork cutout went unchanged at 112.40, and August Class 3 milk up 11 cents at 17.34. And that's been a check of the closing market prices here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.